Florida women's basketball team handedly defeated the Troy Trojans on Tuesday night, 87-62. The Gators entered the game on a two-game losing streak, and head coach Amanda Butler says a 20-point victory on their home court was exactly what the team needed.
I think a really good win for us. You know, we want to play well at home. You know, certainly we want to play well everywhere, but when you're coming off a little bit of disappointment, as we are, to be back at home felt good. It was good just to be back at home in practice, but certainly be back in front of our home fans, you know, and to play a ball game like this.
Florida definitely came ready to play, as five Gators scored in double figures, including Oklahoma transfer junior Vicky McIntyre, who recorded her first double-double in orange and blue as she scored 10 points and grabbed 10 rebounds. Fellow post player and lone senior Jennifer George was also in on the double-double action, finishing the game with 14 points and nabbing 12 boards. McIntyre says it felt great to show everyone she has what it takes to put up those big numbers.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of came out tonight knowing that people didn't expect this to be a good matchup for me, and so I kind of wanted to prove myself. And so, I don't know, it's just nice.
Butler knew it was going to be a good night for McIntyre, as the plan all week had been to get the ball down low. The mission was clearly accomplished, as the Gators scored almost half of their points in the paint. Butler says putting up higher percentage shots is something the team is continuously working on.
We like her to go to work all day. That does help. But we practice layups. You know, that was probably, if there was one thing that we were really emphasizing in our preparation offensively, it was getting inside looks, whether those came in transition and practicing layups or whether that came in the half court and being really deliberate.
While the post players did their thing on the block, redshirt freshman guard Carly Needles took care of most of the scoring from behind the arc. She finished the night with a team-high 18 points, going 3-of-5 from three-point land and scoring the remaining 7 points from the free throw line. This is the third game this season Needles has put up double figures, which she says is a product of her hard work at practice.
We do individuals before practice. All the guards do. You know, we always get into the gym and try to get a couple extra shots up. So it's just getting in the gym and, you know, having confidence in my shot and my teammates finding me outside on the three-point line. And, you know, like going back to the post, a lot of people are worried about our inside game, so they have to double a lot, which opens up the outside.
Fellow freshman Sydney Moss also had a stellar performance, going 8-for-11 from the field and finishing with a career-high 18 points. Butler says having her on the floor is definitely an advantage for Florida.
But, yeah, you know, it's a great luxury, I guess, in one sense, to have a player like Sydney that if you get the ball in her hands, she's capable of, you know, really kind of doing anything in any given moment in the ballgame, and everybody's got a lot of confidence in her to do that.
Next up, the Gators welcome Pacific into the O-Dome for a Friday night showdown. The game is scheduled for 7 p.m.